Big changes are in the works for those corner offices at the General Services Administration. The agency wants to consolidate its administrative functions as part of Acting Administrator Dan Tangerlini's top-to-bottom review. It's just issued a request for quote to industry. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on GSA's plans. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So first of all, what is a request for quote, and what does this one say?
Well, the RFQ, that's a pretty straightforward way of, instead of a task, it's a task order against one of the schedules or against a big contract. A RFQ is just another way to say, hey, industry, we need your help, and here's what we're looking for. GSA issued this RFQ under its Mission-Oriented Business Integrated Services, or its MOBIS schedule, back on December 5th. And it's basically asking for consultation, facilitation, program management support to assist with the consolidation of its chief financial officer office, chief information officer offices, chief people office, which is considering its chief human capital office, and its administrative services office, which currently handles all the conference approvals, but also some of the other stuff like emergency management planning and things like that. The RFQ is pretty straightforward. It wants vendors to provide services to reach several goals, including optimizing the workforce's size, skills, competencies, improving internal management controls, providing greater customer service across the agency. That we're talking about internal customer service there, and saving money and increasing efficiency for each of those specific CXO offices. The RFQ actually also focuses heavily on the CIO's office, with requirements to create both an inventory of services and a service consolidation plan, as well as a portfolio inventory and a portfolio consolidation plan. The difference there is services is what services are the CIOs providing to the agency itself. Portfolio is back to the portfolio stat session that OMB put out over the summer, the idea of what's in a specific set of services. So it's a broader look. There's also specific deliverables for the chief people officer, for the CFO, for the administrative services, and additionally, the vendor is going to help GSA set up their vendor management organization and develop workplace standards, policies, procedures, and processes. And we have a link to the full statement of work on federalnewsradio.com.
All right, Jason, so it sounds like what they're doing at GSA is everybody's going to have the same administrative help no matter what program office you happen to be in.
Correct. What they're saying is, do we really need three CIO offices? How can we take the human capital process? Everyone hires the same way, basically. So can we centralize that and consolidate that? So I think what Dan Tangerlini did in his top-to-bottom review is saw where GSA was spending money, saw where there was lack of management controls that led to the conference spending problem. Remember, this all dates back to that April IG report that blew up in GSA's face that said there was hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted, abused because of conferences in Region 9, and this is kind of what we're seeing now is the fallout from it.
So, Jason, when all is said and done, what could the result look like? I mean, would everybody be here in Washington?
Well, I think that what you're looking at is the taking three CIO offices, you know, Public Building Service, Federal Acquisition Service, and Headquarters CIO, and now you're going to have one CIO office. Now, that doesn't mean, for instance, Public Building Service won't have specific needs that will have to be addressed by that CIO's office. But instead of having three of them and maybe everybody has a help desk, you're going to have one help desk. So there will be consolidation. I think that's going to be the big deal. From a chief people officer or even from a CFO perspective, I think you're going to have the consolidation. For instance, Dan Tangerlini has already brought in the spending oversight back to the CFO's office. It used to be out in the regions. Now everything's got to come through that central office. What I think they're trying to do as well with the CFO is take that maybe one step further and say, okay, well, not only the spending function, but the budgeting functions, the way we decide who gets how much and how it's going to get spent is going to start end with the headquarters, but start out in the regions, and everything, all the information is going to come inside back to the Beltway. I don't think people are going to be moved, and I don't think, you know, necessarily you're going to have people from that used to do budget functions in Boston now have to come to D.C. and work in D.C., but I think that their functions itself is just going to change.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So now that all the CIO offices and all the chief people offices and so forth will share basically administrative help, that means they'll be fighting over secretaries, do you think the next logical step is maybe just having one CIO for all of those functions and one et cetera?
Oh. Oh, I think they've already made that decision. I think that, you know, Casey Coleman, who's the GSA CIO, is going to be the CIO of GSA, and she'll have deputies. She may have a deputy, and this is more my educated guess than anything else, but she may have a deputy for PBS. It may have a deputy for FAS. It may have a deputy for, you know, operations, and may have a deputy for cyber. I think that's more it's going to be set up versus a CIO at PBS and a CIO at FAS. I think it's very similar to what you see at VA, where Roger Baker is the CIO, and he has deputies that look across the both the business lines, but also the organizational lines.
So Dan Tangerlini then basically is really petting the dog backwards here against the fur and creating a lot of...
static?
Yeah.
Well, I think he has to. I think, you know, he walked into a situation back in April and was scratching his head when what he saw. I mean, you know, the GSA does a lot of good things. Let's start there. GSA is an organization that provides a lot of services and important services for the government. But from an internal controls and from an internal management perspective, there was a lot of holes in what their processes. And I think what Dan Tangerlini saw and what he's trying to do is fix those holes, fill in those holes with those areas that maybe have gotten a little, you know, too loose, and he needs to tighten it up a little bit. So I think that a lot of what you see with this RFQ, for instance, is that next step in that process. First, he looked at the problem, he came up with some ideas, and now he's wanting us to implement those ideas.